Another category is sociophobia, also known as social anxiety disorder. Probably most people think of it as extreme shyness. This falls under the social category in turnaround. Shyness can simply be a personality characteristic, but when it hits critical mass, it becomes an overwhelming fear of potential embarrassment, humiliation, or judgment in social situations, then it becomes social phobia. It causes kids to avoid what could otherwise be fun and meaningful activities. If it really ramps up, like in an unexpected situation, a sort of perfect storm of scary social situations, it can lead to a panic attack. It may be expressed as crying, tantrums, freezing, or shrinking away from social situations. Like GAD, it must be present for over 6 months to be formally diagnosed.
The five chief characteristics of social phobia are: 1, intense worry before upcoming social situations or attempts to avoid them altogether; 2, extreme fear of being judged by others, especially strangers; 3, major self-consciousness and anxiety in everyday social situations. In fact, a child may be unable to initiate or maintain conversations. 4, the child will fear that they may act in some way that will be embarrassing or humiliating. And 5, avoidance of social situations to the extent that it really limits and impairs a child's activities in life. Social phobia can be either general or specific. The general type is the most common, and it affects children in most, if not all, social and performance situations. The specific type is connected only to certain situations like meeting new people, using a public bathroom, eating in front of other people, or things like that. It's much more narrow.
The next category is separation anxiety disorder. This is in the overwhelming grouping in turnaround. Children with separation anxiety disorder often have difficulty leaving their parents to stay at a friend's house, practice organized sports, or basically any activity that causes them to be apart from their loved one. Often they cling to their parents, and sleep can also be affected as they struggle to sleep in their own bed through the night.
Chris, let me mention something that is not a formally diagnosed disorder. It's called school refusal. And this particular issue is often the catalyst that causes parents to begin to seek help for anxiety, and it's sometimes the first really strong evidence of an underlying anxiety disorder. And there can be a lot of academic consequences with this, obviously, and complications with the school, and sometimes social alienation from their peers, and lots of fights over this at home when the parents are trying to get their kids to go to school. And this particular issue can greatly impact a child's view of him or herself, you know, in the same way that it would affect an adult, for example, if they couldn't attend work.
Children with separation anxiety disorder have at least three of the following. 1, recurrent excessive distress when separated from home or loved ones, or in anticipation of being separated. 2, persistent excessive worry about losing or harm befalling loved ones. 3, worry that some event will lead to separation, such as getting lost or kidnapped. 4, persistent refusal to go to school or other places because they'll be separated. 5, fearful or reluctance to be alone without their parents or loved ones, or at least with a clearly safe adult. 6, reluctance or refusal to go to sleep apart from their loved one, or sleeping away from home. 7, repeated nightmares involving themes of separation. And then 8, repeated complaints of physical symptoms, such as headache or nausea, when separated from parents or anticipating being separated from their parents.
So social phobia is the extreme fear of humiliation or judgment in social situations, which causes the child to withdraw or at least become very shy and tentative, while separation anxiety is the intense fear of being separated from a loved one. So social phobia is fear of being exposed to social settings, while separation anxiety is fear of being removed from loved ones.
Exactly, Teddy.